This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. With 3 weeks left in the legislative session, Governor Jay Nixon is urging lawmakers to fund veterans' homes, pensions for the blind, and other specific needs in the still unfinished state budget. Marshall Griffin has more from Jefferson City.
Nixon praised the state Senate for restoring $28 million to a program that aids blind Missourians. But he chided a Senate committee for sitting on a bill that would enact a dedicated funding source for veterans' homes.
Missouri's Veterans Home provide critical services for thousands of men and women who have served our country with honor and bravery. Let me be clear, that bill must get to my desk without delay.
Nixon also urged lawmakers to pass bills that would expand job training for new military veterans and tax breaks for auto parts manufacturers. The governor also said he remains opposed to raising the state's cigarette tax, but took a neutral stance on a proposed ballot initiative that would raise the cigarette tax from 17 to 90 cents a pack. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri lawmakers have given final approval to a bill that could help military veterans receive on-the-job training for private sector jobs. Senators who passed the bill Monday said it would tap into federal money to offset part of the job training costs. The bill previously passed the House, so now it goes to Governor Jay Nixon. The governor had called for the expansion of Missouri's Show Me Heroes program during his State of the State address in January. The legislation replaces a 2006 state initiative called the Hero at Home program that was intended to provide job training and other aid to National Guard and Reserve members. Nixon says the new program expands benefits to people whose military service recently ended. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder and two state senators want Missouri lawmakers to restore funding to build a Mississippi River port south of St. Louis. The House included $1.2 million of seed money for the Jefferson County project in its version of the state budget, but the Senate stripped the funding before approving the budget last week. Kinder said Monday the port would create thousands of jobs and promote economic development. He says the Jefferson County area is coping with recent auto plant closings and the planned closing of the Doe Run lead smelting plant. Kinder was joined in his call to restore the funding by two senators, Democrat Ryan McKenna and Republican Kevin Engler. Both of their districts include Jefferson County. Missouri-based Diamond Pet Foods is voluntarily recalling a third type of dry dog food because of salmonella concerns. All three products were made at a Gaston, South Carolina plant, where production was suspended on April 8th. The plant is the same one that made mold-contaminated food that killed dozens of dogs nationwide in 2005. A statement Monday from the company said the latest recall involves its Diamond Puppy Formula dry dog food. No canine illnesses have been reported. The product was distributed to customers throughout the United States. The company also announced in April that it was recalling batches of its Chicken Soup for the Pet Lover Soul Adult Light Formula and Diamond Naturals Lamb Meal and Rice.
Members of a neighborhood association in North Columbia are expressing concern about how their neighborhood will be affected by a planned multiple-unit development on the corner of Walnut Street and College Avenue. At a meeting on Monday night, the North Central Columbia Neighborhood Association requested the developers put $1 million in the form of a trust to give back to the community. KBIA's Nicole Cartmill was at the meeting and has this report.
Residents and association members last night presented provisions they would like to see made in the contract they are creating with developer Nathan Oldell and his lawyer Craig Van Matre for the Walnut Street development. The development could house a potential 700 or more students. In the contract as it stands now, Nathan Oldell and his lawyer Craig Van Matre agreed to provide $10,000 in a fund the association could use to educate neighbors. Board members say this is insufficient. NCCNA member Mara Ayugete says the board was not happy with only damage control of the neighborhood.
And it's no longer this bohemian, cool culture. It becomes instead this homogeneously, you know, upscale, you might as well be in the suburb kind of thing. And we don't want that to happen to our neighborhood.
In order to build on their recently acquired property on the south side of Walnut Street, the developers are requesting to rezone part of the area. Odell and his lawyer have asked the neighbors to speak in favor of the zoning change in exchange for what the association feels is a reasonable contract. The meeting adjourned so that Van Matre may weigh the options of the trust with his client. He said it is very unlikely he will have Odell agree to the amount requested by the neighbors. Nicole Cartmell, KBIA News.
Boone County experienced flash flooding Monday due to extreme rainfall on Sunday night. KBI's Samantha Sunny explains the flooding is not expected to last throughout the week.
10 roads closed in Boone County due to flash flooding. Boone County Public Works Fleet Manager Greg Eddington says the roads will probably reopen today or tomorrow.
The water is making its way down to the river, so I think we're in good shape right now.
Storm Sunday broke the record for rainfall for April 29th in Columbia. The city saw 3.08 inches of rainfall, compared to the previous record of 2.13 inches. National Weather Service hydrologist Scott Watson says mid-Missouri can expect much less rain in the coming days.
Right now it doesn't look like widespread heavy rainfall.
An agriculture research center in Columbia has recorded more than twice the total precipitation for April of this year compared to last year. The National Weather Service issued a flood warning for Boone and surrounding counties Monday morning. It ends at 5 p.m. Samantha Sunny, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.